whenever we find a way to be walking with the promises of Jesus, to be doing something with Jesus and not in our own strength, like that's when amazing things happen. That's when things we can't explain or can't fix or can't do happen. And today in this room, Jesus has blessed us with several things we're going to get to experience. The first one is, it's only a couple verses, but we're going to read some promises and experience what it feels like to just be living them out. We're going to get to do it together. And another blessing we're going to have at the end of the service, we're going to get to see one of our own get baptized and get to celebrate that too. We're going to read in John chapter 15. We're finishing out this spectacular chapter where Jesus is talking to some of his closest followers, closest friends. And this is right before he goes to the cross. And he's been telling them all sorts of promises from how much he loves them, from how powerful their prayers can be, to also this idea that people are going to hate you because you're following me. So he's laid a lot of stuff out to them. But he's going to give us another promise and a real specific command. And I believe this comes for us too. So it's John chapter 15, verse 26 and 27. It's just two verses here. But if you got a Bible, I want you to flip there. And anytime we're reading the Bible's a gift for us, right? It's this amazing conduit, like no other written work, right? Where God's inspired it on the front end, and he wants to inspire us as we read it, right? But we're looking always for Jesus to speak to us through the Holy Spirit when we read it, right? So we're going to pray a simple prayer, just like we do in the small group that Lance leads that I'm in on Wednesdays. We normally just have a real simple prayer before we read. So let's pray. Jesus, I pray that you would come and teach us. We want to be close to you. It's in your name we pray, Jesus. Amen. So John chapter 15 and verse 26, he says, when the advocate, remember that's one of Jesus's names for the Holy Spirit, this idea of even if you've never had anybody stand up for you, you know, maybe your brother let you down, maybe your own father let you down, Jesus is saying the advocate, the Holy Spirit, the most powerful being in all of existence is on your side, advocating for you once you say, like, Jesus, I need your help. Jesus, I want to follow you. Then he becomes your advocate, right? So the advocate, the Holy Spirit, says, when the advocate comes, who I will send to you from the Father. So we have this idea of Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit all together, right? They're all working together for the Holy Spirit to be active. He says, when the advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, this is another name for the Holy Spirit, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. You see a lot of inner working there, right? Of like God the Father, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus. There's a lot of like flow happening there between the three of them, right? It's maybe more than we can understand exactly how that dynamic works, but there's this idea of the unity between them and their purpose, and that the Holy Spirit is God present with us right now on earth, right? So it says, the Holy Spirit will testify about me. That's Jesus talking there. So the Holy Spirit is going to testify about Jesus. I had somebody at church ask me about what does testify mean, and it's pretty similar. A lot of you guys have been in courtrooms on all sorts of different dynamics there, but it's pretty similar, right? A testimony is somebody saw something or witnessed something, right, and they just share what they experienced. That's what a testimony is. And normally it's cast in a really bad light, right? But the reality is we see it in everyday life too, right? When someone tells you like, oh, I've been to this Mexican restaurant and it's got like the best street tacos ever or whatever. Like that's a testimony, right? Like they tasted it and now they're telling you about it. I had a great experience today where somebody I care about, like I wasn't sure how they were doing and they came back to Maywood, right? And if you've been at Maywood for a minute, you've probably had that same joy too, right? Like somebody you care about, you're concerned for them, right? And of no work of my own, God brought them back to us, and they're taking good steps, right? They're getting free. There's times where we don't do any of the work, and God does a work that we couldn't do to somebody that's far away. And that's what this verse is saying, is like the Holy Spirit himself is going to show up and talk to people about Jesus. So whether Marcus shows up, whether I show up, whether Wayne does something or Ellen does something, like the Holy Spirit is out there working to show people who Jesus is, right? But we got one more verse to talk about today, right? It says, verse 27, Jesus says, "And you also must testify." Now, we might read that pretty quick and be like, oh, here we go. But it's pretty strange that God says the Holy Spirit, who could create the whole universe with just a sentence, like, he's going to be doing this, and I want you to do the same thing. It's a little bit like, you know, Jake, we're going to have Michelangelo, like, make a sculpture, and I want you to work on it too, right? Or, like, Michael Jordan's going to go play basketball. Why don't you suit up and go play with him or something? It's a little bit like, well, why are we even in the same sentence, right? Like, why are we even on the same team? Like, isn't it already done? But here's what Jesus says. He says, I want you, messed up humans who are not perfect at all. These original guys were definitely not perfect. We're not perfect here in this room. But he says, and I want you to must also testify. Why? Why should we testify? Is it because we're so smart? No. Is it because we've never messed up or been a hypocrite? No. Why? He says, because you've been with me from the beginning. So if you're in the room today and you've had some sort of time with Jesus, Jesus is saying you need to share about me because you've had some sort of real experience. Now, as pastor at Maywood, I often have an experience where somebody's doing pretty good and then they get hurt by somebody else here at church. And that's because, like, me and everybody else going here, like, we all have problems, right? So it's not like we don't hurt each other. I mean, that's the reality. But I was trying to talk to this person about, like, Jesus is the only one who's perfect that's around, right? So if you stick around Maywood long enough, like, there will be hurts and mistakes, but we stick together and we get to talk to each other. What'd you say, Nick? There's also love and forgiveness, right? So if we stick together, we're going to be able to share with each other about Jesus, right? That love and forgiveness that Nick just shared, like, you'll see it here at Maywood too, right? Like, we are a mess, but we also realize, like, we've all learned, like, we need some help. And that's actually good to be around because there's going to come a time when each of us needs that sort of mercy, right? So that's a lot. That's a big setup for what we're about to do. So this verse real clearly says, like, the Holy Spirit's going to testify, and anybody who's been with Jesus, they need to testify too. So the awesome thing about Maywood is we got a bunch of people who've spent some time with Jesus. And so we're going to hear from a few of them, right? So, Scott Stoner, if you would come up first, I'm going to have you start us off, man. So Scott was in a small group with me. He's been there, you know, many weeks, but 2 weeks ago probably, we had a guy in our group talking about he's with a girl. He really needs to get married, like, to do the next right thing. But he said, but I can't afford a wedding ring. I can't afford an engagement ring. That was, like, what was holding him back. And so, Scott, what did you tell him in group?
First of all, I don't know what pictures Jake put up here. So a lot of this is going to be for your amusement. Remember, this is so. One of the guys in group was talking about he was concerned about an expensive wedding ring, an expensive wedding. And I told him, I was like, my wedding, when I got married, I think I paid $75 for my wedding ring, for my wife's wedding ring. Total cost of our wedding was maybe $150. It's not about the price and everything else, you know, it's about, you know, the love, following Jesus. We got married in 95. We were married 21 years before we even started coming to church. My wife was atheist. She didn't believe in any of it. So, you know, and then once we started coming to church, it really strengthened our marriage, learned how to better support one another, I guess, pray for each other. So
Scott, we do have some pictures. Let me go to this next slide, I think. So here's Scott and Don on their wedding. Yeah. So So Scott shared in our group, I think here in just a few weeks, it's going to be your 28th. Is that right?
3 or 4 weeks will be our 28 years.
We all know somebody who spent a lot more money on a ring or on a wedding, but they didn't have that promise, right, that carried them 28 years, right? And not Scott and Don will be the first to tell you they're not perfect people, right? But when you stay true to a promise and then you get to know Jesus as you're staying true to it, my guess is you experience some things with Jesus. Like, that's the sort of stuff Jesus wants us to do, to be true to our promises. So what have you experienced about Jesus through being faithful for 28 years?
He's helped our marriage out a lot with being able to pray for each other. We've had a lot of problems in our marriage. Wife's had a lot of health problems. So being able to go to Jesus and pray for our spouse and pray together has strengthened a lot.
Awesome. Thank you, Scott. Sometimes we hear these stories and you can breeze through the time periods real quick, but then all of a sudden we want what somebody else has, right? But what Scott's describing is a pretty simple thing, right? Praying together. But if you know Scott and Don, you know, like, yeah, some health issues, some major things that are hard, and God's pulling them through it, right? So sometimes we focus a lot on, like, the heroic moments, but sometimes it's doing the right thing day in and day out with Jesus. It sets you up to be able to handle the things that are coming at you, right? So this next one, though, I want to invite Jen Howell to come up, and Jen is going to talk to us. Yeah. So where Scott was talking through something that has a lot of years in the making, Jen is a story that just really has been happening in the last few weeks. So Jen, tell us about what you prayed about and what's happened.
So I came up here and I prayed with Becca a couple weeks ago for a new job, which that's just not the coolest part, though, Pastor Jake. I'm serious. Like,
so many other bigger things
have been awesome. Like, since I've, like, restored the relationship with God and with the Holy Spirit and Jesus, like, all three of them individually, like, it's changed my life. Like, prayers are just like, you guys can come stand under my umbrella. The blessings are just, like, raining down. And it's just been beautiful. And it's, like, all the time. And, like, I text him, God, and like all these prayers just keep happening. It's beautiful. So,
well, tell us some of the details. Yeah, tell us some of what's happened.
Okay, so first, this, some of you guys have heard this. Like, sometimes I wear a lot of makeup, and when I'm doing my makeup, though, I'm spending real time with Jesus, and like that was the moment that like everything changed. Like, this used to be just like a show, like to cover up like all the shame and the guilt and the pain. And like at that moment, like when I received that mercy and like it was so real, like I could have called Barbara Walters and told her about it because it was so real. And like I thought I was like a miracle, like Jesus was there. And like, he just, like, wrapped me up in his love, and I didn't have to say I'm sorry. Like, it was just so peaceful. And since then, like, everything has just changed. Like, I got taller, and, I mean, it's beautiful. So, I mean, just, like, but relationships take work, and, like, that's something, like, I could have been on the arsonist list for being a bridge burner. Like, I mean, I was a real bridge burner. And, like, just spending all that time with him, he's like, I'm like, they're my best friend, like all three of them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Like, I've got a unique relationship with all of them, and it's just, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I follow so many lights in here. Like, we're all really lit up in here, and it's beautiful. So while I have the microphone, we got to pray for Vern today.
So some of you guys don't know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Vern, but if you're up for it, I'd like you to leave. So Vern right now is on a ventilator and, you know, had a major wreck and is, I believe, at KU Med and really needs our prayers. And here's a, Jen just said, like, I can't do it. I can't pray. Well, there's nothing like, oh, Jake is the perfect person to pray. Like, any one of us that say to Jesus, like, I want a relationship with Jesus, I need your help, I want to follow you, like, then we're given the Holy Spirit, right? And Jesus can gift individual people with, like, the gift of healing or something like that. So I'm not saying individual people can't have gifts, but every single one of us can go to God as our Father because of Jesus, say, Jesus, this is what we want, this is what we're wishing for, to use the language out of John 15, this is what we need. Jesus is going to be good to us. Doesn't mean we're always going to understand it, but I think from what we've been reading, we should be bold in asking, right? And so, Jen, I think you lead us in a prayer and be bold in asking, and we can leave the rest to Jesus.
God, so many of us know this prayer, so this is perfect. I offer myself to thee and Vern, to build with him and to do with him as thy will. Relieve him of the bondage of self. That doesn't make sense, but let his victory bear witness to those. Let him be healed. Let him come back. Let him be strong. Let him quit fighting the wrong things and fight for his life. I told you guys I wasn't good at prayer, but this is how God and I talk all the time, so... pray for Vern. Pray for Vern. I love you guys.
Amen. Thank you. That was perfect. That was so good. So what Jen was describing to you guys is a big deal of this idea of a lot of people, they look in the mirror and there's a lot of self-criticism. And she has opened up that time of her day to talk with Jesus about herself, to talk with Jesus about, and to really receive from Jesus what Jesus thinks of her, and has changed everything, right? And so she's got too many answered prayers to even go into very many of them, right? Like, she didn't tell the story I thought she was going to tell, which is okay. Like, there's more, right, if you want to go talk to her. But here's the thing, like, none of us have to be good at anything except that connecting with Jesus. And then just stepping it out in faith, right? Like, Jen can say, I'm not good at prayer, but we all just saw, like, that's what prayer is all about. Like, you're talking to Jesus, right? And so none of us have to be afraid of, like, oh, we're not good at something if Jesus is with us, right? If we're doing it his way. So I'm going to invite Lance to come up. Lance Allenball. And Lance, I go to Lance's small group. It meets right down the end of the hall. Last door on your left on Wednesday nights at 6:30, if anybody wants to come to one of our groups. But Lance, you got a lot of stories you could tell.
We don't have that much time.
We don't have that much time, that's right. Any of these folks, you could ask them more. But the thing that caught my ear the other day in small group was you were talking about you and your wife Linda, you always drive separate on Wednesday nights. Tell us why you do that and if it's helped you get to know Jesus better.
So, I drive my own vehicle. My wife drives her own vehicle to church. And the reason why is because it enables me to be able to connect with other people who are trying to get where I'm headed, right? Like, I'm not there by far, but so the long and short of it is, like, that experience. Like, if someone needs a ride, I give them a ride, right? And then they have questions that sometimes I have to call Coach Jake and be like, I'll have to get back with you, right? Because I'm afraid of blasphemy and all kinds of stuff against the Bible, and I don't want to direct no one wrong. But Coach Jake asked me to tell, like, to get up here and speak about the best thing that God's done for me. So I got 4 years, 6 months, and some days sobriety, right? But And on the thing with Jen on the not being able to pray right, check this out. I had to ask another man how to pray to God, right? God, I didn't even know. And that was 4 years and quite some time ago. And it was just simply like, Father God, please help me to not use methamphetamines anymore. And it was, I didn't know how to pray. It was crazy stuff for the first 6 weeks. But in 6 weeks, God took all that. Something I battled for 3 decades, God relieved me of it. Right. And so through the conviction of the Holy Spirit, I'm becoming the man God wants me to be, right? I started using when I was 11 years old, so my maturity level is not my age level for sure, right? But through the conviction of the Holy Spirit, I'm learning to become the man that God's intended on me to be. And like when they asked me to be a small group leader, I didn't feel worthy of that. I didn't feel like I was able to. So I asked Coach Jake to sit in with me, right? And he's like my liaison. So I go to him about everything because I'm trying to be who God wants me to be today, not who Lance wants me to be, because I know where that gets me.
So, yeah, that's great. I got one more question for you, and then I got a little tip that Lance has inspired. But here's the question first. You're telling us these things about how Jesus has done all this. What's one thing you know about Jesus because of what you've experienced, like that you've tasted, you've seen with him?
So, I know God is real, and God is real right here in our lives today. God is here in this building with us, I promise you. And he loves us.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get better than those two things, right?
Yeah. So, like, my whole life, like, I had issues with my dad. I had issues with this. I had issues. When I realized I had a father and God who loved me more than anybody, all that's gone.
So, here's something about Lance. When Lance calls me for advice, sometimes people call me and say, Jake, will you tell this other person this thing? Because I don't know how to answer their question, which... But here's something Lance does that I love, that I would love others to imitate too. Lance will call me with like, I don't know what to say to my daughter. I don't know what to say to this other person. But then we'll talk about the Bible a little bit or whatever's going on, but then Lance takes that and does it. Like it really is like I'm the coach or the guy on the side of the boxing ring or whatever. But he doesn't ask me to get on the field for him, really. He's like, show me how to do it. I know God wants me to do it. So Lance is being there for his daughter in a way that I never could. You know, like he's doing the stuff that God's opening for him, and he's coming back for some help, some equipping, but he's willing to do it, right? And God's going to do so much more through each of you than he's going to do through Jake Taylor, right? And he set each of you up for opportunities that are for you, right? And he's given me and Rachel and Daniel, like he's given us the insight we need to help you do it, but like you're really the ones called to do it. And Lance is a good example of that.
So, like when Jake was talking, it just made me think, is this thing off? So, like I'm not on this journey alone no more, right? And that's why I'm able to call Jake and ask for his advice and then know that in that I grow too. And not only that, I'm inviting God into what I have going on in that circle of people, right? Because I'm not in this building by myself today, right? All right, let's go with that.
Good stuff, Lance. So, this verse up here, we already read it, right? Jesus is saying, you also must testify for you've been with me, right? And so if you're here in the room today, maybe you think, oh, I don't have a story like that, right? But the reality is, if you have any sort of experience with Jesus, there is a story for you to tell. There's something you know about Jesus that other people need to hear. And here's the thing. Like, somebody in this room today needed to hear from Scott about what it is to have prayer be in your marriage, not for a day, but over years, so you can be faithful to what you promised to your spouse. Right? Some of you need to hear from Jen about, like, maybe you feel like a shell, and you're trying to hold it together, and you need to find a way to talk to God every day so he can fill you up, right? So he can let you know who you really are. You don't have to be a shell. You can be full. Or maybe, like Lance was talking about, maybe some of you are here today, and you need to know that God's real, that God loves you, and so you just need to get practical. Like, what's your version of driving your own vehicle to church? Like, he always wants to take care of his wife. He wants her to just be able to go home. We have some guys in our group sometimes that need a lot of help, right? But so Lance is taking guys to detox. Sometimes it's taking forever, right? Like he's going to find somebody and then trying to take them to detox and whatever. But so he has a plan. I'm like, how can I love other people well and still take care of my family too, right? So lots we can learn from each other, but other people can learn from you too, right? Like Eric's got something to tell that Kyle doesn't or that Sean doesn't, right? Like each of us have got something, right? God, teach us to do your will. You are our God. May your good spirit lead us on level ground. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.